What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chosen Man. Welcome to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. And I'm excited because I got a very special guest today. My daughter, Riley Payne, but also the leader of the Edge Praise Team, which stands for Everyday God Encounter. So we got her today, and she is the leader of the Edge Praise Team. So how are you doing today, Miss Riley?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you on here. We're honored to have you. So tell us a little bit about your ministry and what it is exactly you do.
Well, Edge is a praise team. We do ASL skits, American Sign Language, to worship songs, to just minister to everyone. It's a very different form of ministry, but it's a form of ministry that's very close to my heart personally.
So the ASL, is that so that people, like, if they can't, if they can't hear, they can still see it in sign language and know what was going on? Is that why you do the ASL versions?
Yes. ASL is one of the most common types of sign language.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then I guess also that would mean if somebody was deaf, they could also watch it and would be able to, by the signs, to know what the song was and everything like that.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's pretty neat right there. So a lot of people do it different ways. Now, how long have you been doing the drama skits or praise skits? I guess, I don't know if you call them praise skits or drama skits, but how long have you been doing them?
Quite a few years. Probably around 7 or 8 years now.
Now, do you usually come up with your own skits and everything?
Yes. I come up with all the skits for Edge originally.
Okay. So I know that you do the praise team stuff for our church, but you also do outreach events and stuff like that. Now, when you go on the outreach, I know it's just you and your sister, right? For mm-hmm. right now, I know. I'm sure it's going to grow, but for right now, it's just you two that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it for a little while and then kind of stopped and came back, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you enjoy her doing it with you?
Yeah. It's always very cool when you can involve your family in your ministry.
Yeah.
It's always awesome.
Was you... I know you're a shy person and kind of a quiet person. Was you really nervous the first time you got up there and did a skit?
Yes. I can remember the first time I did it. I can remember shaking. I remember being on the first church drama team I was ever on. And I can remember the first skit I ever did. I can remember standing up on stage shaking, being that nervous.
So what would you say to some of these younger people that maybe they're young? Because you're only 16, but, you know, some of the younger people, because I think you probably started when you was, what, 8 or 7 or something like that?
Something around there.
So what would you say to some of them little kids that age that, you know, maybe they want to join something like that, but maybe they're scared or nervous about doing it? What would you say to them?
I would say if you feel like that's your calling, don't hesitate. If you feel like that's what you're supposed to do, do it. The Bible says, let no man despise your youth. So don't think just because you're young that God can't use you, because He can.
That's right. Well, you know, doing music like I do, we used to always say we don't want people just to hear the music, but we want them to feel the music.
Exactly.
And I think that's what makes the drama skits or the praise skits so powerful, is not only are they hearing the music, but you're doing a skit that they can not only hear and feel the music, but visually see
mm-hmm.
something that's going along with it, which to me makes the dramas very powerful. I know we know some people that's got saved from, from drama skits. As a matter of fact, Brother Bubba, a pastor that we know, that's how he got saved, by his kids doing drama skits,
That's
so
amazing.
Skits are very powerful, and I know I've had a a lot of friends that I know that we do ministry see you do skits and say it's very annoying and everything like that. So it's always good that you're like you are and stay humble like you do, and that's always a good thing. So now I know you do the skits at church and everything like that. Do you got some events coming up?
Yes, actually, we have Edge is going to perform somewhere this weekend, and July 30th, we have the concert Redemption, which we are very much looking forward to, and we're planning on showing some of our new skits at Redemption.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and this weekend, so that's and I know this weekend, just for anybody that's listening to this podcast, be in prayer for a brother named Shane Shepherd. He was going to have a procedure. He was going to have some stents put in his heart, going to have a procedure. In the midst of that procedure, he had a stroke. So he's had some complications with that. He's in the hospital. Him and his wife's up there with him in Huntsville. And he was on a ventilator. He got back off, was doing better. Now they put him back on the ventilator. So y'all please keep him in your prayers. His name's Shane Shepherd. But you're going to do some skits this weekend, kind of like for a benefit concert for that family, right?
For sure.
So yes. I know you're excited about that. Anytime you can minister, not only just to minister to someone, but anytime we can raise, you know, benefits or awareness or whatever to help somebody in need.
Exactly.
I know you're all about that.
Exactly.
And, you know, even outside the drama team, I know like the other day I heard that you were stacking cans for a pantry. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so sometimes it's not just the rapping or the, like I do, or just the drama like you do, but it's just about serving in general.
Exactly.
And serving with the right heart and just wanting to help people and things like that. So, so what are some of the new skits that you're working on right now? Do you got anything you can tell us about that you're working on right now?
I can tell you we're working on a lot by Elevation, because their music, it really touches me personally. Their music is very, very powerful, and it really touches me, and I know it touches a lot of people, but...
So, several skits by Elevation now. Mm-hmm. I think he was he working on something new with it? Is it Maverick City Music,
mm-hmm.
I believe it is?
Yep.
You working on something new with it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, are those going to be some new ones you do at church, or is that going to be something you're saving back for Redemption, or...
We may do our Maverick City Music a little before too long, but...
But something tells me you're going to have a few surprises up your sleeve for Redemption.
For sure.
Okay. And do you have some other people that you may be thinking about wanting to join the drama team and everything like that, or the praise team?
We have a few little girls that go to our church that are on there, and that blesses my heart to see children... to see young children that walk in what the Lord's called them to do. And I always... And there's a few people that I really think they really have a calling for it, but they might be a little nervous. And I'm hoping that the Lord will, you know, kind of talk to them and get them to follow in what they're called to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to change it up for a minute, and I want you to be honest here now. This is my daughter, and everyone knows that I rap, go by Chosen, and everybody knows that I'm a pastor. So I want you to explain to people what it's like being a PK, a pastor.
Oh, Lord.
What is that like? A lot of work?
It can be a lot of work, but I also feel like it's a privilege in a lot of ways, because you kind of get a behind the scenes look of the ministry, if you know what I'm saying, like
the good and the bad, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the good and the bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can seem like a lot, like a hassle, but it really is a blessing to be a part of it, and you know.
And I know you enjoy the drama, the praise skits and things like that. But I know there's also times when, you know, you're asked to take out the trash. clean the church and help do things like that.
Hey.
And a lot of people don't realize that being a pastor's kid, sometimes you have a lot of duties.
Yes.
And
for sure.
A lot. Sometimes you have a lot of duties, and it's a lot. But to whom much is given, much is required.
For sure.
And I couldn't be more proud of you and just the young lady you turned out to be and the influence you're having on other young people.
Thank you.
And I'm glad what you said about you're never too young to be used by the Lord. Then for that matter, you're never too old either. Just for the record, you're never too young and you're never too old to be used by the Lord. Okay. So the name of your praise team is Edge. Mm-hmm. Everyday God Encounter.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we decided on the name Edge because I feel like what that stands for is just so true, and it's so relatable. Because the Bible talks about, you know, the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. As in, you know, you're supposed to walk with the Lord daily.
Mm-hmm.
And we were thinking, and we were like, what better than an everyday God encounter? Because that's what we all need, an everyday God encounter.
That's right. So let's go back just a little bit, and this is a little bit outside of the ministry stuff, but, you know, I know when you was elementary school, you dealt with bullying a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, about how you feel about that, and, like, maybe how you felt, and things like that.
Well, as a young kid, that's a very rough thing to have to go through. And for anybody that has been bullied or is getting bullied, just know you're not alone. The Lord, if you know Him, He walks with you wherever you go. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But it was very rough, but I chose to look at it as I was walking through it because one day I was going to meet somebody that was also walking through it, that was going through it.
And then you also kind of, and I don't know if it was because of the bullying or what, but you also kind of dealt with a little bit like anxiety and things like that. And that's been a battle that you've kind of battled with on and off for a little while. So tell us about that a little bit.
Well, for quite a few years now, well, most of my life, actually, I've struggled with anxiety very, very badly. Mainly because of being bullied as a kid. I really think that probably had a lot to do with it. But I'm very proud to say, though, that the Lord has really helped me overcome that in the last year. And I want to thank the Lord for that, because anybody who knows me knows that's something that it's a very big battle of mine, but...
And I know I've talked with you a lot before in the past about knowing your worth and knowing your value. And so what would you say to some of those other young ladies out there that maybe they have a struggle with who they are, how they look, or, you know, something like that? What would you say to them to encourage them? Because I know, like you... You dealt with maybe some, you know, not only is it anxiety, but you kind of dealt with a little bit of self-esteem things, you know what I mean? Obviously, you're beautiful and, you know, a beautiful young lady and fearfully and wonderfully made. But what would you say to some of these young ladies out here that maybe they don't realize their value or their self-worth and they struggle with their self-esteem and things like that?
That can be very much of a struggle, because I know in the era and the times that we live in, society tells you that to be, you know, beautiful or attractive, you have to, you know, smother yourself in makeup. And if you like to wear makeup, you know, if that makes you feel better about yourself, then that's okay, you know, but you don't have to have it to be, you know, to feel good about yourself, or you don't have to wear revealing clothing, you know, to feel good about yourself, or, you know, you just have to know that, you know, you're enough, that you're worth it, because the Bible says that we're worth more than many sparrows, you know? Like, if the Bible says that if the Lord, you know, he takes care of them, you know, he'll take care of you, you know? He knows everything about you, and the Bible says that, you know, the Lord, he doesn't make mistakes, you know? And if he... And if he made you in his image, you must, you know, you got to be pretty cool, you know?
You got to be pretty awesome.
For sure.
Well, that's awesome that you can encourage other young ladies like that. And I know some struggle with for a while. And so I heard that you went on your first date.
Oh, Lord.
Now, is that right?
Yes,
so
actually.
Where you went on your first date, and I heard the young man that went on the date with you, it was his first date. So,
yeah,
and so I heard that you went and seen Spider-Man.
Yep.
Okay, so how was that?
It was a lot of fun. I was very thankful for that because, you know, as somebody that struggles with a lot of, like, you know, anxiety and you know, low self-worth, it was very fun to be able to go out, you know, with somebody and just kind of have a lot of fun. And I was very thankful for that because I've, you know, for my entire life, and I've always been told, you know, you gotta, good advice for girls, you gotta wait and you gotta pray for the Lord to send you a good, you know, a good guy that will treat you, you know,
good Christian man,
the way you need to be treated and that loves the Lord. And, yeah, you know, so I was very thankful for that.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And that's really good. And I heard Spider-Man was pretty good, too.
It was.
Okay. So you got the concert this week. You got Redemption. Do you got anything else coming up right now? As of right now, that's the only two you got on the schedule for right now, right?
I believe so.
But I'm sure there'll be some more in between there, because I know we do a lot of ministry sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you do your skits every Sunday morning at church. You actually can check out the Edge Facebook page now. The Edge Praise Team Facebook page. You can check it out now. And you can actually go to chosen365.com. And I will have a link on there where you can just go on there and you can click the Edge Praise Team button, and it'll take you straight to that Facebook page. So you can go on there and do that, and you can like the page, share the page. We just started the page today, so we've got some videos that we got to put on there and some photos and things like that. But we'll have the page. It's already up and running, but we've got to do a little more editing on it. But you can go there to check out some of Edge's praise team skits that they do. You can check some of them out that they do at church. We may have some videos of some other ones they do. But really, go check them out. Like their page, share it, follow. And if you're looking for a praise team to come and minister at your church or event or somewhere like that, you know, Ed's praise team doesn't charge anything.
Nope.
You know, if y'all want to, if they come there and you want to give them a love offering, that's fine, but they don't charge anything. So, anyway, that's just putting that out there. I guess you call it a plug or whatever. But anyway. And so let's see. So you've got the skits in the works. Now, you don't have a YouTube channel right now, do you? Edge don't have a YouTube channel. Is that something that maybe you're going to try to start up?
For sure. It's definitely, I've definitely... in the works, I think.
Okay. And I also heard that, like, when you're not doing some of the skits and stuff, that you do a lot of DIY crafts and stuff.
Yes.
So you do a lot of DIY crafts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're homeschooled?
Yes.
So you're homeschooled and everything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How what do you think about homeschooled? How do you enjoy that?
I really like it. I've been homeschooled since the fourth grade, but I really like it because it's great because if you have siblings, you know, you get to be with your siblings all the time, and it also makes a lot more time for ministry and church and just everything like that. So that's very good.
Okay. Okay. All right, so is there anything that you want to share with anybody? We're going to head out here in just a minute, but anything you'd like to share with anybody before we go?
I would just say keep your head up. Jesus loves you. I love you. You know, just keep being amazing. That's what I would say.
Okay. And we just may have her on another album when I do it to you, by the way. All right. Well, this is Riley Pate, the leader of the Edge Praise Team. Once again, you want to check out their Facebook page, like, follow, share. You can also go to chosen365.com. I'll have it up probably tomorrow, where you can go in there and just click the link, take you straight to the page. And anyway, check them out. We'll have some videos posted and in the works on a YouTube page is in the works too as well. So it's just a few things that are starting to work. Hopefully, before too long, we'll have some t-shirts and things like that as well. So anyway, this is your boy Chosen. For Riley Pate, leader of the Edge Praise Team, I'm Chosen. This is the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in and listening. Share this podcast with your friends and family. Could be some young kids, man, that hear this podcast and maybe it'll encourage them. Okay, so that's what we're here to encourage and empower, educate, and help people grow. You know, so, and if you'd like to be a guest on the Warrior Wake Up Podcast, if you're a pastor, teacher, minister, music artist, drama team leader, worship leader, praise team leader, whatever, you know, you can email me at chosen365.com, or excuse me, chosen365@yahoo.com. You can email me there and let me know, and we'll have you on there. So check us out. We're running behind this morning. Normally, it's the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. It's every Monday morning at 10 a.m. We run a little bit behind this weekend, so it's getting out there a little bit late, and I apologize for that. We will be back on time next Monday at 10 a.m. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. Thank you. God bless you, and have a great evening.